From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hondurans have been casting their votes in an election that may end the political crisis in the Latin American country. In June, Hondurans witnessed the military-backed coup against left-wing President Manuel Zelaya. He was replaced by Roberto Micheletti. Neither is running in today's election. The BBC's Stephen Gibbs has more.
The favorite to win the election, the conservative Pepe Lobo, has called for a period of national and international reconciliation after the vote. The U.S. government has indicated that if the elections are deemed free and fair, then it will endorse the result. So has Costa Rica, which has long been the mediator between the two sides in this crisis. But other Latin American countries, including Argentina and Brazil, have said they will not recognize any government installed after the election, arguing that to do so would legitimize the coup.
The BBC's Stephen Gibbs reporting. In Uruguay, voters are choosing a new president in a runoff election. Frontrunner José Mujica, a farmer and a former rebel leader, failed to break the 50% threshold needed to win outright. He's running against former president Luis Lacalle, who drew 29% of the votes in the initial round. Lacalle warns that if Mujica wins, he'll turn the South American nation into a radical socialist state. But it appears the majority of voters believe Mujica will be a consensus builder. Iranian lawmakers want the government to scale back its cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. They're reacting to the UN watchdog's latest condemnation of Iran's nuclear program. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Cairo.
2 days after the IAEA challenged Iran to explain the construction of a previously undisclosed uranium enrichment site near the holy city of Qom, Iran's parliament issued a statement condemning what it called world powers' hasty behavior and urged the government to spell out a plan for reducing cooperation with the agency. The IAEA resolution was unusual because it included support from Russia and China and suggested a mounting concern over Tehran's failure to prove its assertion that its nuclear program is intended solely for peaceful purposes. The negative signals from Tehran could be a bad sign for a UN plan intended to control Iran's access to nuclear fuel. Western leaders have threatened harsher sanctions against Iran if it refuses to cooperate. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
In the U.S., the health care debate gets underway on the Senate floor tomorrow. Getting to this point was rough for Democrats. Before Thanksgiving, they managed to gather the 60 votes they needed to avoid a threatened GOP filibuster. But some Democrats say just because they agreed to move the debate forward doesn't mean they will support the bill. One of the most controversial provisions is a government plan to compete with private insurance companies. Some Senate Democrats and all Republicans are opposed to that idea. From Washington, this is NPR News. Tiger Woods is expected to talk to police for the first time today about his SUV accident outside his home near Orlando early Friday. The golf superstar had been silent for 2 days about the crash, which fueled speculation about what led to the incident. Police had said they were investigating the case as a traffic matter and that charges might be filed. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Mark Simpson reports.
Members of the Florida Highway Patrol were unable to speak with Tiger Woods on Friday, the day of the crash, and were turned away Saturday as well. It's not yet clear if or when the elite golfer will speak with them. The investigators want to know what led Woods to crash his Cadillac SUV in his exclusive Central Florida neighborhood around 2:30 in the morning the day after Thanksgiving. The accident sent Woods to an area hospital with cuts to his face. His wife reportedly used a golf club to break the window of the SUV after it hit a fire hydrant and a tree. The top golfer was released in good condition later the same day. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
Early indicators from Black Friday shopping look somewhat promising for retailers. The research firm ShopperTrack released preliminary data yesterday showing sales were up 0.5% from a year ago. It says people spent more than $10.5 billion as retailers put up big bargains the day after Thanksgiving. The United Arab Emirates Central Bank is offering additional liquidity to banks, but it's uncertain if investors will be convinced that the country is not vulnerable after being exposed to Dubai's ballooning debt. Last week, the mega company Dubai World announced it needed more time to pay off billions of dollars worth of debt. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.